thrilled to bring on one of the top Canadian tennis players. Denis Shapovalov joins us from Florida, and Denis is a big Raptor fan too. Good morning, Denis.
How's it going?
Everything is good, bro. Where do we rank our Raptors of all time in the Shapo ranking system?
Honestly, man, in my opinion, you got to go Vincennity first. Just what he's done for Toronto, what he's done for our city in terms of basketball, and just really putting our city on the map. I mean, you gotta give him that first spot. And then second, you have to go with Kawhi.
Wow.
I mean, what he was able to do in one season to come over and bring us the championships, I think it's got to be Kawhi.
My co-host Nikki Ray. It's a good thing you're a continent away, because I think Nikki wants to fight you, Denis.
Not fight. Just push him or something.
All right, let's hear it.
That's an interesting take. It's a good take. He's not wrong. Yeah. Kawhi obviously had an impact on the city. They got a ring. I get it. That's just
of course.
Nikki's on Team Lowry here.
And I agree, but I think so in terms of what Vince Carter has done for the city. And in terms of what he brought to Canada, to Toronto, I mean, you have to give him the number one spot. In terms of player-wise, performance-wise, the best overall player we've had after, I would say, Vince, has to be Kawhi. Even though I agree, Kyle's been around for so many years, and he's done so much for Toronto as well. So, of course, Kyle deserves it as well. But if we're talking, you know, just best of all time, then I would have to go with Kawhi.
So let's put you on the spot, because we're old, right? We're way over the hill. We don't know what the young kids are doing these days. Dude, you're 21.
I'm TikToking.
Right. You're on TikTok and Instagram and whatever the latest thing is. How do you honor these people? Do you retire their jersey and have a banner up in the rafters? Do you have a statue outside? What's the best way to honor the best in sports? Like, if there's a tennis Hall of Fame, are you putting a statue outside of it for Fed? Like, what do you do?
Right. See, I think with Vince, I would retire his jersey, like, 100%. But I don't know about a statue, you know, because he didn't get us that ring. He didn't, you know, after a while, he got traded. He wanted out. So there was a lot of factors. It wasn't like he was a Raptor all his career and, you know, just stayed 100% dedicated. I know a lot of things happened. And again, I do respect him for being the greatest Raptor of all time. And I do think he deserves his jersey retired. But I don't know about a statue. And the same goes for Kawhi. You know, I mean, he got us that ring, but he didn't stay in Toronto, you know.
Right.
And I respect the decision he made. But after all, like, if he wanted that legacy, if he wanted that statue, I think he should have stayed in Toronto and played out his career in Toronto.
Our Raptors insider, Denis Shapovalov, joining us on Leadoff here on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Rash Madani, Nikki Reyes with you until 9 o'clock. I suppose since you're here, we'll talk some tennis with you, too. Pretty
probably better at that too.
Sure.
No, you're good. You've made some great points.
Pretty cool news yesterday. You've signed with IMG. They're going to be representing you. I remember a few years ago when you got your first watch deal, how pumped you were by that, Denis. What does this IMG deal mean for you moving forward?
I think it's huge to be represented by Max, an agent that's been around the game for so many years. He's done so much for players like Maria, for Lina, you know. He signed some really, really big contracts for them and really pushed their image in a great way. So I'm really excited to join the team and see how it goes. I think he's been amazing so far. He's been really, really great with having a plan with me for the future. So I'm really excited.
Denis, I know that, Arasha, that you are in Florida. Where exactly are you in Florida right now?
I'm in Bradenton, Florida, training at the IMG Academy, actually.
Oh, big time. It's very nice.
So how do you train when you don't know when you're going to compete again? Because so often it's about preparing for the next event, preparing for the next tournament. What do you do now?
It's very, very tricky, and especially with everything that's going on actually in the States right now, and especially in Florida, you know, with the cases rising, and you don't know how it's going to be next week. And I think it's been super important to just kind of keep the practices light, stay motivated by going out on the court. But at the same time, you know, just like it's been tricky because we're still social distancing. I mean, I've just been at the courts and where I'm staying, you know, that's about it. I haven't even eaten out once in like 4 or 5 months. It's been crazy, and it does definitely get to you, but you know, it's very tough circumstances. I don't think any player, anybody in the world was ready for something like this. So we're all trying to make the most out of it.
So what have you been eating? You haven't been at a restaurant. What's your next takeout meal? What you got going on?
Sorry?
So what have you been eating? You haven't been out. What's your next takeout meal?
Maybe a Chipotle. Once everything's back to normal, maybe I'll go to Chipotle or I love Firehouse Subs. So
I can see him repping that. He's already. Tell IMG.
Yeah, tell IMG you want the Chipotle deal. The Chapo burrito. Dennis Shapovalov joining us on Leadoff. Dennis, the fallout of this Adria Cup is just getting even more ridiculous. It was just announced this morning, Goran Ivanisevic, Djokovic's coach and the tournament organizer, has tested positive for COVID.
Really? Goran as well?
Goran as well. Mm-hmm. What do you make of what happened over there and all of it?
I mean, I was saying initially from the start that it's just not a good idea. You know, you have players coming from all over the world, fans coming in. They weren't social distancing at all. There's pictures of them, you know, hugging and just not minding it at all. You know, of course it's not going to turn out well. So it wasn't a shocker that it turned out the way it is. Obviously I hope that all the players, everyone involved recovers. I mean, obviously I don't think Novak intended anything bad with this charity, with this tour that he made, but you know, I think there was a smarter way to go about it. You see so many events happening, so many tournaments happening that are social distancing and doing it properly. And I get the situation might be different in Serbia, and Croatia, but it doesn't mean it's gone, you know, and it's still happening all over the world. And we know from the recent past how quick it spreads and how quickly everything blows up. So, I mean, they should have just taken a lot more caution about that and just thought it over.
To that end, the Davis Cup in Madrid has been postponed. It was scheduled for November, has been moved to 2021. Canada, of course, the defending finalists, got all the way to the final Sunday of that event. Dennis, have you thought about when you may just compete next, when you may be on the court next? Have you mapped that out or even thought about when that reality may be?
Honestly, no. I mean, I know the schedule is supposed to restart, but I mean, restarting in the States like a month from now, I don't see it happening, especially with the cases happening now. And I mean, you just don't know how bad it's going to be. You don't know how safe it is. I mean, U.S. Open, you know, they're doing all the measures possible, but I'm just not sure that's enough. You know, keeping all the players at the hotel, playing at the venue, you know, everyone coming again from different parts of the world. It's going to be like 500, 600 people, if not more. You know, it's a 128 draw, men's, women's, doubles. You know, it's a lot of players. So it's really tricky. I don't know how it's all going to take place. Honestly, from today's point of view, I don't really see it happening. I think it would be great to see the tour start, but in a more confined, safer area with a lot less players.